It's interesting that those drugs all have variable side effects, but the most common one is hypertension. I mentioned there are some other issues with bevacizumab, and they exist for these other agents as well. The more you give a drug like this, the more side effects you see, and they may be very, very rare. But rare side effects with bevacizumab include perforation of the colon, and that seems to have happened almost exclusively in men and women who had previous abdominal surgery. But other things, there's a new side effect that we all had to put in our consent forms, reversible posterior leukoencephalopathy, and that is an odd symptom. We've never seen it in all of our patients, but it has been reported. It gets better. It's a little bit of confusion and white matter changes on MRI scanning. And then high blood pressure, protein in the urine, and then one curious side effect of perforation of the nasal septum. And again, except for hypertension, these side effects are very uncommon and they're just unusual. So we have to know to look for them. But I think it's a very exciting time when we're beginning to understand how to use these agents.
So bottom line is, we now have evidence that by adding bevacizumab to paclitaxel in the first line setting, you improve the outcome with pretty acceptable side effects and risks. How were you making the decision about first line chemotherapy before this data came out? And how are you making it now? Or how would you make it if it were totally reimbursed and the issue of reimbursement was kind of off the table, or cost, et cetera?
Well, unfortunately, you know, it's always hard to step outside of where you live, you know, and I think it's an important question. I think we should think about how we would use these agents without cost issues and approval issues, but the cost and approval issues are big barriers.
Sure.
So I participate in the Ribbon 1 and Ribbon 2 trials because the drug isn't widely available to us in California, although I understand that it's very geographic, the insurance approval of Avastin for women receiving first-line chemotherapy. The only convincing data is with paclitaxel. So I think that using the drug outside of a trial, I would use it in the first line setting and with paclitaxel. I think we have convincing evidence from the capecitabine trial that continuing bevacizumab after progression isn't going to help, and giving it to women who have multiple drug-resistant cancer isn't going to help in the long run. It's interesting, in the first line trial, ECOG 2100, the side effects were quite modest. The only side effect really to speak of was more neuropathy, because women were able to stay on their therapy for longer, so they got more paclitaxel. But hypertension was really the only significant side effect, and it was well treated. So how do you decide? Well, right now I try and put people on those trials.